Module 3, Physical. Physical harassment. What does that mean? Isn't that assault? Not necessarily. Physical harassment is any physical movement or threat of action that is directed in a negative way towards others. Physical harassment is coercion, bullying, scaring another person into a certain behavior. Physical harassment can also include unwanted touching. All of these examples create a hostile work environment for everyone. Hitting. We have all been taught since a young age that hitting is not okay. But in the adult world, what constitutes hitting? To bring one's hand or an object into contact with another person quickly and with force. To strike, slap, or punch. This is considered assault. This is never okay in the workplace, whether in jest or in harassment. Hitting or striking an employee is another form of control over the employee, and this creates a hostile work environment. It is also against the anti-harassment workplace policies. This behavior needs to be reported immediately, as it often can escalate into more hostile actions on the part of the aggressor. Threatening behavior. Threatening behavior is a more difficult term to define, and it may mean different things to different people. This is the reason most workplace harassment policies define it as any action or behavior that causes fear of injury or harm. This is a type of behavior that is controlling and aggressive. Threatening an employee with physical harm could include raising an open hand as if to slap, looming over another person, don't let me catch you outside of work type of phrases. Threatening behavior is just as damaging as any other type of harassment in the workplace. Air punching, acting like one is going to slap another, these are all threatening gestures that are meant to scare or bully another person. This is physical harassment. Physical actions that are meant to intimidate or coerce another person should be reported immediately. Destroying property. Destroying property is never acceptable behavior, especially in the workplace. The destruction of another coworker's property falls into the physical harassment category. Destruction of property is a focused and angry behavior that is often focused on a specific person. When the aggressor cannot openly attack the victim, he or she may often resort to the destruction of the victim's property. The harassment causes much undue duress on the victim, not to mention the cost of replacing these items. It causes the victim and others around him or her to feel unsafe and on edge. This leads to a hostile workplace with little trust between team members. Criminally, this is considered vandalism and carries a charge and fine. This type of behavior needs to be reported immediately, as it often escalates into more severe actions. The company may be able to assist the aggressor in obtaining assistance and the victim in replacing the items that were lost. Workplace homicide. When speaking of physical harassment, one does not always think of homicide. Workplace homicide is the most extreme of physical harassment. Homicide in the workplace is not common, but needs to be addressed. Personality conflicts, disciplinary actions, and discrimination against other employees are often the reason for workplace physical violence that has escalated to murder. Many times, the aggressor is described as hard to work with, verbally abusive to certain people, etc. Behavior such as these would have been reasons to report the aggressor before this fatal occurrence. When an employee so dislikes another employee to the point that he or she commits homicide, the zero-tolerance policy needs to be reviewed. Warning signs should have been seen and reported to the proper management. This would have allowed for employer de-escalation of the situation. Case study. The team is attending a harassment seminar. Jerry and Mike are attending the presentation on physical harassment. They are sure that they are already knowledgeable in the subject and are just wasting their time. The speaker begins the presentation with the different types of physical harassment. Hitting, threatening behaviors, etc. He then spoke about destruction of property, which neither Jerry nor Mike had ever considered. Mike says, "I didn't think about destroying someone's property, but I guess some people are aggressors with negative behaviors." Jerry agreed that this was a new one to him also. When the speaker covered workplace homicide, everyone became much more serious. No one ever thinks that harassment and bullying would end up in a homicide at work. It made everyone think about their own workplace cultures and how the company has a zero-tolerance policy for harassment. Hopefully, things would not escalate to an extremely violent act, such as homicide.